Good morning. We are here. Give us a moment. This is October the 4th, 2013. New moon in Libra. Let us begin. As we speak today, the United States government is in a partial shutdown, meaning that many of the services and functions have been halted. And this has been brought about by a diametrically opposed viewpoints of the left and the right. The right has polarized and the left has polarized in such a way that the gap, the void between the two seems so large, so large. And anyone who knows about polarization understands the nature of electricity, as our vehicle does, would know that you can build up a charge to a certain point. You can build and build. There is a machine called the Van de Graaff generator. And the Van de Graaff generator has the ability to produce a very strong polarization of positive and negative electricities. And when that potential rises to a certain level, then the ambient in-between environment can no longer hold the potential. And what occurs is a bolt of lightning, a spark that discharges, that moves some of the energies. And so here you have this polarization being brought about by the Tea Partiers. And of course the Tea Partiers say it is brought about by the Obamacare providers. But really, the drivers are now the Tea Partiers. And they are pushing the potential over. They are dragging along the moderates of their party through fear, through intimidation, through methods that would be more akin to the mob than to politics. And they are succeeding in polarizing, creating such a polarization. At first they were a small faction, but since they have upped the level of purity, the polarization has been increasing with those who are really less polarized in their own politics, their own ideology, but they are being drawn in by fear. And so this is building and building and building great potential. And just as in electricity, we see the discharging coming, the massive discharge that would occur from the breakdown of the area between the polarizations. And so, how long will it take? We see this as potentially lasting at least a few more days, if not a week or so. Won't go much further than the next crisis period, because that crisis period will multiply the pressure so much more that the breakdown will occur very quickly after that, very quickly after that. And what will that sort of look like? Well, it'll look like right-wing people jumping ship, saying the potential is too strong. You cannot maintain this. Now, some would say, well, wait a minute, maybe the left will give. But as we see it, the left is more like the earth, more like the grounding potential of the planet. And so there's take a lot of energy to move that, where the Tea Partiers are more like in this globe of their own making. And if you are into electronics, you will understand what we are talking about. So the discharge will occur from the globe to the ground, not from the ground to the globe. Of course, both can occur. Now, one of the reasons that this particular period is building so much pressure is because the president has decided to stand his ground. To stand his ground and not be so willing to negotiate away ideological and actual benefits. So as you are in this time period, it would be a good idea to sort of brace a little bit. And what we mean by that is, don't get too caught up in what's going on. Step away from it as much as you can, because it will be a little bit hot, if we can use that term, what is occurring. Now, some of you may have noticed we did not speak in the last two channelings. And the reason that we did not speak was because of concerns that our channel had with what was going on in the world, with the escalations with Syria and the chemical weapons, and how America was being isolated by the rest of the world, saying no to war, and it appeared that America was being the only advocate of a military conflict. But in reality, nothing of the kind was really going on at all. In reality, all of what you saw happen later with the negotiations with the Russians and the Chinese, the bringing together, all of that was really the original plan. If you think it was spontaneous that the Secretary of State just blurted out such a possibility, then you are really in for a surprise. No such thing. The negotiations had been going on for a long time. It was waiting for the opportunity to give cover to those who would assist, meaning Russia and China. Because how could they go to their ally and say, hey, give up your chemical weapons, when the ally didn't even admit to having chemical weapons? So it was high stakes poker. And so now you might ask yourself, what kind of poker player is Obama? What kind of poker player is he? And now you are seeing more of that with this government shutdown. Does he have a strong hand, or is he bluffing? Good questions. Poker players ask all the time. Now, all of this gets back to the idea that you are in balancing mode. This is Libra. Libra is the scales. Libra is justice. And is it justified to take hostages? Is it justified to act in the fashion that this extreme right is doing right now? Is that really justified? Is that what the game was meant, was put together? Is that the way the game was put together? No. No. And so it's pretty clear who's bluffing. You understand? You will see it more and more. They don't even know what they want. Some congressman the other day said, we just want something. We don't even know what it is. You ask Obama what he wants, he'll be pretty clear. He wants his healthcare system to kick in and help people. He wants to negotiate ways of bringing the government spending into some balance. He wants to negotiate a way of bringing the tax programs, the tax footprint more in line with the populace. Seems pretty clear what he's after. And he's working it through the system. So, some will say, well, wait a minute, why so much politics? Why are you so concerned about American politics? Because American politics are, at this time, a metaphor for what is going on everywhere. Whether it is in Europe, or whether it is in Africa, whether it is in Asia, there is this pull between taking care of your neighbors and taking care of the people in your world, and exploiting everything. Exploiting the land, exploiting the people, exploiting the resources. Why are they so keen on getting their Keystone pipeline? They have no concern at all for the potential damage that a ruptured pipeline would cause anywhere across the entire country, that it could happen. And they would say, oh, it'll never happen. Maybe. What if it happened through terrorist activities? What if someone decided to damage the pipeline? Are you prepared for that? Are you prepared for the potential? Go ask the people in Fukushima if they were prepared for the potential damage that a natural catastrophe brought upon them. They're struggling. And so, as a steward of the planet, your motives must be scrutinized. Are you a steward of the planet? Are you watching to make sure that the next generations have a planet? Or are you so busy making money you don't care? You don't care. Turn the planet into a cinder. Is it really that long ago that the pipeline in the Gulf was center stage? And yet, you'll see them. They want to do this fracking thing. Oh, more energy for America. They don't tell you in their commercials that they want to sell it to everyone else. Americans won't even be able to afford, because others will buy it much cheaper, because they'll buy it in bigger bulk. Oh, but that's okay. Is it? You all should watch Gasland too. Our vehicle has not even seen it in its completion yet. It's an eye-opener. Find out what these politicians are doing, how they are selling you down the river for big business. And so the question is, what do you do? Well, we will tell you this. The astrologies, the energies, the time frame that you are in is assisting you. It's bringing all these things out so you can see them. It's making them front page, front and center. You have all of these new technologies, Twitter and Facebooks and the internet in general, where people can now learn what the heck is going on. Because when people know what the heck is going on, then they will be able to make changes, to influence outcomes. But if you are not even aware of these pressures, they're being done in a way that you don't even know about, great damage can be done before you are even alerted. Our vehicle is very interested in this Washington State GMO law on the ballot, because he knows that if this thing can crack somewhere in the country through the internet, it will crack everywhere. And he is very concerned, as you all should be, with the level of manipulation of the food supply and the damage being done to your farmlands through these processes. And so these are the kinds of things you are all being made aware of, and not just in America, but in Europe and in Asia. And so as you all become aware, informed, you can all make decisions that don't just benefit some small faction. And so that's what's going on in this country right now with the shutdown. There's a small faction that wants to protect the profits of the pharmaceutical and medical insurance people. And so they are fighting, and trying to turn it into some kind of ideological war. But the people are not willing to fight this battle for them. Not the rank and file. Oh, they'll always get their small percentage of ideologically pure, whatever they are. But the average person is seeing what they are really about and is being repulsed by them. And there are many that have been taken captive by that grouping that will jump ship. They will turn around and say, you know, you guys are nuts. Many years ago, our vehicle was driving with his friends, two cars. And one car, there was a friend who was quite drunk. And in the car behind, there were friends following. And at every stoplight, someone would jump out of the drunk's car and make his way into the car that was following. And there would be another stop sign, and two people would get out. Another stop sign. Finally, there was just the drunk in the car. And so at the next stop sign, our vehicle got out and jumped into the passenger seat of the drunk's car. And the drunk was like, yes, you're my friend, wonderful. And at the next stoplight, what did our vehicle do? Took the keys out of the car and ran away. And where was he? He was near a dump. And he jumped into the dump and hid himself from his drunk friend. Did not let him drive the car anymore until he sobered up. It's a metaphor. Our vehicle's a Libra. That kind of thing is coming for these Tea Partiers. And with that, we will depart. It has been our pleasure.